dignity. And I insist on that's your ability. Ricky, just cool, yeah. She are the whole lady, can do it like I sister Nancy. Tommy say, who she are the whole lady, can DJ like I sister Nancy. Tommy say, I know any man can do it like me. Who I know any man can do it like me. Them off we come from the Jerry family. Tommy say, I sit on Sunday class, sit a class. And I your sister Nancy and the teacher for the class.
Travelers with that last set music right there out of Kingston, Jamaica. To say dancehall music is male dominated is an understatement, but to say that about early 1980s Jamaican dancehall, it is definitely male centered music. So that makes Sister Nancy even that much more of a pioneer and trailblazer. A reggae dancehall DJ working in the early 1980s when very few other women were able to make that opportunity happen. We heard the song Only Woman DJ with Degree. That's from Sister Nancy's 1982 breakout album 1-2. Again, such a trailblazer. Musician Sister Nancy has had such influence on R&B and hip-hop and rock and so much more music since early 1980s. Before Sister Nancy, we had something thoroughly more modern. Her name is Stella, hailing from Athens, Greece. Stella offers up seductive synth and vintage pop sounds perfect for the summertime. Her latest album, Adagio, celebrates the idea of slowing down. It's the sonic equivalent of a dandelion fuzz floating softly on a summer breeze. This time, from Stella, we heard the song Amorpho Moa. I hope I got that right. My English is never great, let alone my Greek. What's interesting, though, about this particular track on the new album, Adagio, it's the first time Stella takes a chance in recording in her Greek tongue. And we get that with Amorpho Mou from Stella. Kicking off the second hour, it is R&B legendary vocalist Sade. We heard the song By Your Side. This time, though, it is called the Cotton Bellies Fola Remix. It comes from the HIV AIDS fundraising compilation album, Red Hot and Riot. Okay, we will continue. Speaking of legendary R&B voices, oh, you know this if you're a loyal listener. Mavis Staples is not just a musician that I am a fan of. She is a role model for me. She is an absolute hero. What Mavis Staples has done with her own career, but with her family act, the Staples Singers, as a civil rights hero. She calls herself a prophet of joy. She is all of that. So the fact that just this past Friday, I had an opportunity to see Mavis Staples perform for free as part of Detroit's very own Concert of Colors. Needless to say, I was one happy person. The world needs more Mavis Staples right now. So let's dive into it. It is Mavis Staples with the Staple Singers right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Bye. Yeah, we on that Sunday clap.
If for when the origin is fake,
on the Sunday rap.
Flavor in your ear, loud and clear. Better be prepared when I heat that mic. Devices up like spices. Gotta be the nicest. Gotta stay precise, kid, cause these days everybody be stressing prices. So shake it like dice. Break away from vices. Live free and seek your queen like Isis. Man, the times have changed in some of our lives. So every time's a coincide to make a sense.
Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from a Saskatchewan 8-piece funk, R&B, soul, hip-hop octet. They are called People of the Sun. We heard the song Sunday Cruise. That's from the band's EP, Last Day of Summer. If you like what you heard, you can easily find People of the Sun on Bandcamp to hear more music from them. In the middle, if I was making a short list of albums that easily could be at the top of my list for best albums released so far this year, it would have to include Southern Avenue. Using vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation, Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. It is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and yes, family. Every time I listen to it, I think this is the more genuine, authentic country R&B album that Beyoncé was trying to make when I listened to Family from Southern Avenue. They're on tour with the new album. For listeners in our home base city, Windsor and Detroit, you will be able to catch Southern Avenue this fall. They'll be coming through Detroit November 21st at Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts in Detroit. Kicking off the set, it is legendary soul family icons, the Staple Singers, going back to 1972 for the soul album Be Altitude, Respect Yourself. We heard the song This World from the Staple Singers. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the show. I've got new music on the way from Sacred Pause, plus music from The Slits, Sarah Harmer. But up next, we have something brand new from a musician who has been making music for a good 40 years or more. It is new music from singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
The midday air, his heartfelt presence no longer there. The sound ascends to heaven like the incense in a prayer. Speaker's corner, there it stands. Politics of song. Trying everything you feel, whether it is right or wrong. Doomsday prophet, whose words have all come true. Naysaying, soothsayer, so cynical and blue. A child, bewildered and confused. I keep on believing it's what I know how to do. Speaker's corner, there it stands. Politics and song. When it's time to